You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
This is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and we are the Roto Experts! Alongside the Fantasy Executive Corey Parson and Wall Street Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman and still have not made a pick in this draft.
Greg, what are you waiting for?
It's crazy though, right? I had this problem yesterday. Where I had to make that,
it's crazy.
You know, the pick, and
it's cause
some of them are just.
It's because I'm down to two players, and I'm trying to be like, okay, they give me five categories.
The two players that you're down to, though, are two of the top players in Major League Baseball.
So I don't want to F it up.
I think this is a pick that you can't mess up. To be honest with you.
Well, I hope you're right.
Yeah. I think Corey's right here, and it's just how you want to. This is the pick that's basically going to say how you're going to set your roster construction.
Roster construction, yep. That's a roster construction pick. Because you got that shortstop right there. You know what I mean? That helped with position eligibility. And then, you know, you got the big first baseman. Because you got to think about that moving forward, too, what you're going to do at first base. Uh-huh. That's a power position.
You know, are you going to be satisfied with an Eric Hosmer? Or are you going to wait for, like, a Matt Carpenter?
That's two of the names that we mentioned, yes.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if those are things that you don't have a problem with, I mean, my pick would be Lindor here.
Why Lindor over Rizzo again?
Well, because he's a beast.
So is Rizzo. No.
Yeah, true.
Rizzo is going to give you that 3,000. I don't have a problem with either one. They're both the right guys to choose here, in my opinion. I'm going to take the shortstop. That's 2020. You know, could possibly hit the 300 or close to that.
So toolsy.
It's more maybe, you know, you're going to get some speed here, too.
From both ways. From both sides.
I don't buy the Rizzo. The Rizzo, to me, is maybe more of a five steal.
If I'm not mistaken, did he get off to a slow start last year, Rizzo?
He might have gotten off to a slow start, but like numbers were there. You know, year end, his numbers are going to be there. And, like, Lindor, for me, should steal close to 20 bases, but has the upside of possibly high 20s.
I made the selection.
Lindor?
Francisco Lindor.
Yeah, I can see where your shortstop is filled in. First base would have been a little bit higher up on the list.
Francisco Lindor.
How many rounds y'all going?
50,
just,
I think.
Just
50,
as far as ADP goes, Lindor has been going ahead of Rizzo. But that don't mean nothing.
I mean, that obviously means nothing. Okay, now that that's done, it's extremely important that's done. I probably won't pick for another 2 days, so I feel good about that now. Now that is done, we turn our attention for a little while into football. We talked about this last hour, that Todd Haley, no longer the offensive coordinator of Pittsburgh, and how that could change things. But I wanted to get more into this John Morton thing and where else Todd Haley could end up, because I think it's really interesting that within hours, John Morton gets fired.
Yeah.
And Todd Haley immediately linked to the Jets. But the Jets have said, listen, our favorite's going to be our quarterbacks coach, Jeremy Bates. I'm like, oh, we're doing this Jeremy Bates thing again?
Jeez.
Like, other retread candidate here. Frank Stanville just texted me saying I made the right call. Well,
yeah.
Why didn't you, you know? I think that.
What did Florio say about that?
I don't know. I'm at a loss for words. I need a commercial.
Let's take a break.
Let's reset.
I got something to ask you in the break.
I want to talk about some football. Can we do that?
We can do that.
We'll do that. Take a break. Football comes your way next.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Roto Experts, Fantasy Sports, Radio Network. I can breathe again now. I feel better. Let's get into some of the top stories here from yesterday on the football field. Well, everybody's talking about Tom Brady and his finger injury and his hand injury. Adam Thielen also didn't practice yesterday.
What's up with him?
By the way. So Adam Thielen, who watched practice from the sideline, wound up missing time here for the Vikings due to a back injury.
Okay.
A back injury. Now, he has a lower back injury. I mean, I don't know when he hurt himself. I don't know. I assume he'll practice today. I don't know. But I thought it was interesting that Adam Thielen didn't practice.
Yeah, no, well, this is a situation like this, wide receiver with a back injury. Really wouldn't worry about that one
okay.
too much because they can give him something for that. give it to him again at halftime.
Exactly. But also, too, maybe he just needs a day off.
Yeah,
you know, it's been a long season. Yeah. So, you know, maybe sometimes they're just going to say, hey, you know what, take today off. It's Wednesday. If he's back on the field today, I don't see any issue.
The
Stephon Diggs will never have to pay for a meal in Minnesota.
I said that on Monday. I said that exactly Monday. He'll never pay for another meal in Minnesota ever again.
Never.
Give your case Keenum to be honest with you.
No, you're right. He shouldn't. Sean Payton, on the other hand, though. Double.
I am intrigued about this Case Keenum. It's like he wins this game, he gets to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Do you not bring him back?
Yes, we said this on Monday.
I don't know, but I'm like, I don't know if he's coming back.
I think he's coming back. I think he's coming back.
I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
I
wonder where their offensive coordinator will be next year. That's going to be a story, too.
Todd Haley. Todd Haley's linked to every opening.
I'll tell you what it's going to be. You're not going to like this answer either.
Who?
It's going to be their offensive line coach.
Who's that?
It's Tony Sperano.
Oh, yikes.
That would be, I don't like that move.
They're going to, that's a backwards move right there.
I'm just naming guys on their staff. Remember that? That was crazy. Let me see who their quarterbacks coach is right now. That's always the other answer. Right?
Yeah, if it's not promotion.
Yeah, thank goodness. Their quarterbacks coach. Oh boy, do they not have one? That's not. Oh, they do. Some guy named Kevin Stefanski.
Don't know. Never heard of him.
He's better than Tony Sperano.
You could always go into the college ranks too. His offensive minds out there, and give them a pay raise and stuff. And
yeah,
that's how you get other guys.
Hey, speaking of the college ranks, where did the Alabama OC go?
He went to the Bills.
Brian Daboll. Kevin Stefanski, by the way, is actually the longest tenured coach on the Vikings staff. He's gone into his 12th season with the club. He's been on the offensive side of the ball for years. Well, I feel good if this guy gets the job. Good job for Kevin Stefanski. They're related to Ed Stefanski.
I hope he got a coach.
Tony Soprano.
Tony Soprano.
Can you imagine Tony Soprano as the offensive coordinator?
I got to rewatch that series again.
Oh, it's the best thing. Best thing on television to ever happen. Ever.
Yeah. So as I said, the Jets fired offensive coordinator John Morton, which came, as we said, as a surprise.
He didn't deserve to get fired.
No, he didn't.
That's not a good look. This seems like, I feel like the Jets are going to really make a push for Kirk Cousins.
Yeah,
really make a push for Cousins.
I think a few teams are though.
Yeah,
I mean it's gonna be the domino we need to
that's see. One of the first ones you need to see drop into place is gonna be Kirk Cousins because he'll set the market for quarterbacks.
And unlike the MLB, where we're still waiting for all these first dominoes to drop. Instead, that one should be one of the first ones.
Yeah, interesting because that'll be the first one of the first to drop. He'll set the market for quarterbacks. Are you willing to pay Kirk Cousins, Eli Manning, Joe Flacco money?
I think, look, it's not about who is. The question can't be, he's not the best quarterback. But it's what the market's paying. This is his time. He's a free agent. I don't think he's a good quarterback. I think he's better than good. I don't think he's great. And if I'm him, I want to go somewhere to win, too. I mean, he can take the money. He's going to get the money regardless where he goes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like, oh, well, he just went for the money. I don't really know where this guy's going to end up.
He should position himself. Obviously, Shanahan and that situation would have been perfect. That's where he wanted to get to. But that's not going to happen now. Obviously, they got Gucci Garoppolo out there, so he's not going anywhere. So interesting to see how it shakes out. I could see him doing the Jet thing.
I'd love to see him in Jacksonville with that defense.
I'll say this. To answer your question, yes. I think he gets Eli Manning money. I think he gets Joe Flacco money. He's going to be paid. Some team, if it's not the Redskins, some team is going to give him $100 million.
Well, I mean, Eli didn't deserve that second contract.
He did not.
He got it because
Ben and Phil did. That's why he got it. Because Ben and Phil did. And that was, I mean, you had no choice at that point.
Yep. So yeah, you're right. At that point, you it's it. So I don't see him getting Matt Stafford money. I don't think he jumps to the highest paid quarterback in the NFL.
I agree.
But he'll come in that Eli Manning, Joe Flacco area right there.
See, are you I don't willing know to about that? He's good. Matthew Stafford is not the best quarterback in football.
You're right.
He is not.
But his time when his contract came up for what he has done and where the market was at, yeah. Him, Derek Carr, they should be, as crazy as it may sound, they should be.
I would take Kirk Cousins probably over both those guys. Derek Carr and Matthew Stafford.
I agree.
Or if you want to say Stafford and Cousins are equal, I that's fine. But
I think it's more what the market dictates when quarterbacks. And those guys should have been, they should be the two, their age, their skill set, where they play. They should be the highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL.
But the market's dictating. He's going to free agency at the right time. And who else is out there? This teams are so desperate to get that quarterback, and you can get it right now.
He doesn't have a playoff win. He doesn't have. He doesn't have playoff appearances.
I was told by the King that Case Keenum couldn't win a playoff game.
This is true.
He was never there. Carson Wentz going into this year, if he would have been in the playoffs, had never won a playoff
but
game.
But Case Keenum is
facts.
Case Keenum's a stopgap quarterback, though. Kirk Cousins is aligning himself to be a franchise
guy. That's why I don't see why he goes with the Jets. I mean, if he has any other offers that are comparable, which I think there will be, why is he going to go with the Jets? I mean, is this team on the verge of turning it around?
I think the Jets, by making that termination of Morton, I think they're looking to get the OC in there. And I think they're going to sell that OC on making a big play for Kirk Cousins. And I think they sell Kirk Cousins. We brought this guy in here. He's perfect working with quarterbacks,
I mean, if I'm the Vikings, why don't I make a move for Kirk Cousins? All your quarterbacks you can get rid of, pretty much, right? Teddy Bridgewater has that one more year.
Free agent.
So why don't you have that defense in place. You have offensive weapons. I mean, you got Diggs and Thielen right there. I mean, for me, that's the home run. And he gets to play in the dome.
Yeah, man. And the Vikings are going to keep one of their quarterbacks. More than likely, I think it's going to be Bridgewater.
I'm agreeing with you.
I think that's the guy they're invested in.
Zimmer does not seem sold on Case Keenum.
I don't think Zimmer seems sold on Bridgewater also. I don't think Zimmer cares.
Yeah. Zimmer coach the defense.
I think Zimmer would be fine with Alex Smith.
Yeah.
So I think Alex Smith's possibility in Minnesota. I agree with that. I very much agree with that. I think he'd be fine without
Zimmer. Zimmer would be more than happy with a game manager. And Smith's shown this year. He was one of the best deep throw passers in the NFL this season. And part of that was he saw the guy trying to take his job. Mm-hmm. And he knew he's probably not going to be here next year. So this is the time for me to. It was like a make or break season.
Do you think the Giants would be interested in Bridgewater?
Sure.
He's running what we got now.
Sure. Why not, pretty much. In Arizona, where we've also heard Alex Smith linked, this coaching search has kind of become a disaster. Because their top choice was Pat Shurmur. He decided to go to the Giants instead. And now they're bringing back Mike Munchak. Said, oh, I'm good. I don't need that job. I'm fine. Well, Mike Munchak, who are you to say no?
Well, did he say he didn't need a job? He just said he wasn't going back for a second interview.
Right.
Which I think is becoming the popular stance with Arizona. People are like, look, you interviewed me.
They do have people coming back for second interviews. That includes Steve Wilkes, of course.
Yeah, but Steve Wilkes is, I think Munchak could live without getting the head coaching job.
Right.
Wilkes is on that. He's like, I want a job now. What's okay. I don't blame him.
So Steve Wilkes is one of these guys going back for a second interview. Keith Armstrong, the guy, special teams coach in Atlanta, who gets interviewed every year, he's going back for another interview. And Brian Flores of the Patriots.
I wonder why they're not looking to promote Leftwich. Is Leftwich not ready yet? He's in the building with them.
You haven't even heard Leftwich's name mentioned. Yeah. James Betcher is the other name you've heard mentioned, who's their defensive coordinator.
Okay.
So you haven't even heard. I told you before this, Leftwich wasn't there yet.
He's not ready. It's not his time yet.
Mm-mm. He's not there yet. I will say this, which I think is kind of interesting, Corey. The three names I just mentioned, Wilkes, Flores, Armstrong, all African Americans. I think it's pretty cool, though.
Hopefully soon enough we get to the point where we don't need the Rooney Rule.
Absolutely. But we were talking about like the Raiders not even bothering this Rooney Rule thing. You know,
For me, I mean, just honestly, after like Belichick, I want like Mike Tomlin as my coach.
Oh yeah,
I'm just gonna be honest.
Of course, the fact that clearly Arizona's not Rooney ruling this thing with Steve Wilkes, and every finalist they have is black. I think it's pretty cool.
Well, it's good to see that. I don't think we'll get to the. I don't think we're to the point yet where we don't need it because of the executive level in the front office.
I agree with that. Is it still only Ozzie Newsome?
But Jerry Reese might have messed that up. Jerry Reese has brought the culture down.
We're going to take a break here. We'll come back. I got a couple other football notes to talk about, including two wide receivers that are free agents that we're kind of interested in finding out where they're going. Stick around. Roto Experts up next.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
With the football here, Scott mentioned it early on. I didn't want to get too in depth because it's so early on. But Jarvis Landry wants to get paid.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
Jarvis Landry wants to
catch all them footballs for the first, your first three, four years of your career.
He's got more catches than him.
Yeah, you catch all of those footballs, and then you're gonna treat me like trash in Miami too. You know what I'm saying? Try to put me in situations with that domestic violence, and then talking about, you got this crazy miserable head coach out here. No, I want you. If Jarvis Landry stays in Miami, hometown discount? No, I'm raising the price on Miami.
Nah, if I'm Jarvis Landry, I want to get the hell out of Miami.
Yeah, exactly.
Just be honest with you. Get the hell out of Miami. Try and get into a good offensive team with a good quarterback.
Get away from Ryan Tannehill. Get away from Gase.
The one thing we knocked him on was he didn't score touchdowns.
Showed you can do that.
Eight this year, mm-hmm. nine, something like that.
He's a beast. Jarvis Landry gets it done.
Jarvis Landry's going to get paid for someone.
It's the Dallas Cowboys.
Hopefully not.
That's something the Cowboys
That's something the Cowboys should consider, absolutely.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
No doubt about it. Speaking of wide receivers that are free agents, Terrell Pryor is a free agent, and
it's going to be tough.
There's a rumor is that Cleveland would be interested.
Yeah, because they get him at a better price.
Definitely, because they offered him the Kenny Britt deal, right?
Yeah,
and
I think he's look. Maybe it's not a bad idea going back to Cleveland. You go back there. Josh Gordon's there.
For now, yeah.
And if they get a quarterback that can throw the ball down the field, I don't think he's, the problem is he hasn't mastered the offense, the route running. That's not his game. It's pure, athleticism.
I don't want to sound like our boy Emory Hunt, you know what I'm saying? But dude is a quarterback.
He's a quarterback that I think that could succeed as a wide receiver. We've seen him put up 1,000-yard receiver.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, and he's only been a wide receiver. Look, the problem, too, in Washington was... They changed that offense.
Mm-hmm.
They were not going down the field like they did last year when they had DeSean Jackson. And, it was different. Kirk Cousins went, when he had Jackson, Garcon, it was a different offense. And the guy that was going down the field more was Crowder.
Yeah.
Now this year, it was more of a controlled offense, a dink and dunk kind of offense.
But you heard on, the silly promo that they was playing, whatever, the fact that, what's the old boy name? Ryan Grant had 30 more fantasy points than Terrell Pryor. So it's kind of like people are looking at this extreme bust.
Uh-huh.
He's going to be a tremendous value. I would go back in the right situation. But
you're not going to have to pay nothing
for him. You're going to have to pay
nothing
for him.
You are going to get him at the very end.
Yeah, you can get him when you got Ryan Grant.
I'll definitely be scooping up another share from that. At that discount at the end of the draft, if he's in the right situation, why not? I mean, how is that going to hurt you? If he flops again,
say he drops to where MJJ dropped at in 2017. MJJ was 10-11th round.
Oh, it's going to be further than that.
You think he drops further than that?
Oh, I do.
Without a doubt. He's like 13th round.
And you got to remember also with MJJ, there was the potential that he can score a bunch of touchdowns like that. I know he let people down, but with Terrell Pryor, he was so bad, so bad. Given every opportunity, now he's in Cleveland. If he goes back to Cleveland, he would be like the three on their own team, right? Like behind Josh Gordon theoretically, if he comes back, behind Corey Coleman potentially. So you know, yeah.
Yeah, no, he would be one of those late picks that you're taking just to take a look and see.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. Let me get some other baseball headlines from yesterday, gentlemen. Randall Grichuk is annoyed that he would be the Cardinals' fourth outfielder behind their big three.
I've been a big Grichuk fan in the past, and it's very frustrating to own this guy. But I don't know why he's annoyed, because he hasn't produced to the point where he should be the starting outfielder. Tommy Pham came in there last year and whooped his ass. So, I mean, plain and simple. If we're going to be, we want to be blunt and stuff. So Randall Grichuk needs to step up his game.
Sure.
And he possibly could be traded at some point. Look, the guy has power. If he can make the contact and stuff, the power is real.
What, he was on my Tout Wars team.
Was he? Mm-hmm. There's a Tout Wars team that beat Adam Ronis.
Yes. This is true. I'm not bragging about that, though, because Ronis gets very upset.
Yeah, we were hanging out with Ronis this past
week. He was getting upset about it again?
He doesn't like that.
That's true, though.
Is it
not a fact?
No, it is a fact. 4 and 5. 4 is better than 5.
It is.
Yep, so it really is.
To me, that's a fact. I don't, you mm-hmm. know.
He might be listening right now, too, because he's not on air right now.
Are you scared of saying the wrong thing?
No, I'm not scared of Adam Ronis. I'm not. I've proven over the years that I'm not afraid of Adam Ronis.
So why don't you?
Me and Adam Ronis were 500 against each other in fantasy
really?
Competitions. Yep.
What will happen this year? Will there be this year?
I think we probably would be split up. I haven't seen any of the all the stuff that hasn't been done yet. So, but I think they're doing. I'd much rather do the draft than a live auction.
Oh, okay.
Just putting that out there.
That's interesting.
Hopefully that's the case.
Fantasy, what if it's not? What if it's not the case?
What if it's not the case?
Yeah. You retiring?
I might retire, yeah. I might, I'll step off into the sunset. Let a new Jackie Robinson come in the Tout Wars.
Sure. Okay. Continuing on with the baseball conversation. It came out yesterday at the Mets.
How would it kind of, like, right quick, what kind of fantasy player would Jackie Robinson would have been?
Amazing.
First round pick.
Yeah. Yeah, first round pick.
Speed and power.
Speed. He wasn't a big home run hitter.
No, but he had average.
He had a good
speed,
batting average.
Runs,
yeah.
All that.
He'd have been.
He wouldn't be like Billy Hamilton in power.
Okay, but who, like, if you could compare him to a player today, his stats, if you could take his stats and compare him to a player today.
I just fan-graphed Jackie Robinson.
What about, like,
that was crazy.
Would it be Francisco Lindor with a higher power?
Well, I don't think it's really higher power.
I mean, not power, it's average, I meant to say.
I think that's reasonable. That's reasonable. Jackie Robinson, the most stolen bases he stole in his career was 37 in 1949. Never batted under .200. His last couple of years with the Dodgers, obviously, it went sour. But in the prime of his career, he was basically a 300 hitter who never, ever, ever struck out, which is crazy. He walked a lot. Hit 15 to 20 homers, 100 runs scored, never really over 100 RBI.
So somewhere in between, say, Lindor, Trey Turner.
Okay, that type of player right there.
He doesn't have the speed of Trey Turner.
No, but I'm saying he has more speed than Lindor, not the speed of... Look... Trey Turner could steal 75 bases. Trey Turner's never stolen 75 bases, though. We have to understand that, too.
Is it kind of like, who's Altuve?
That's a good one, too.
Jose Altuve's number 2 overall pick in fantasy baseball. How's that?
Wow, that's crazy.
So there you go with that. So the rumors came out that the Mets offered, the Pirates, rather, wanted Brandon Nimmo in exchange for Andrew McCutchen. And then they came back, all right, you give us Brandon Nimmo, we'll give you Josh Harrison now. And Mets are like, oh, I can't do Brandon Nimmo. I'm like, Brandon Nimmo? Like, what?
Well, that was the guy they took before Jose Fernandez. So, just to let you know.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know. What is Nimmo projected to be?
A backup outfielder?
A fourth outfielder, right?
Fourth outfielder, maybe fifth outfielder.
At this point?
Yeah. Depth.
I think look, the Mets wanted to be serious this year. So you put a Josh Harrison at second.
Right.
Say you signed the Mike Moustakas, you put him at third. You got a Med Rosario at short. I don't know what the hell's going on at first, but you can put Jay Bruce there now.
We have Adrian Gonzalez.
say Jay Bruce is the first baseman, because they really don't seem sold on Dominic Smith. But let's just hypothetically put him there. You got Cespedes in left. Lugaris, you got to give him a shot here, I think, right now for center field. Look, the defense plays. Give him one last shot with the bat. And then you have right field, which hopefully could be Conforto. For the interim, you can do a platoon of, say, Nimmo. And you put Nimmo and whoever, and Bruce there, and first base you can put Wilmer Flores because he just kills.
Look at the money making the Mets lineup here.
And Wilmer Flores is a guy that if he gets the at bats, is somebody you're going to want to own. He's a nice guy, especially for the draft champions format.
Matt just making the Mets lineup. Look at that.
He probably do a better job than the people they got.
I'm confident. I was actually reading that one of the reasons that Jay Bruce re-signed with the Mets is Mickey Callaway, their new manager.
Yeah, I'm very excited. I am so excited about that. I honestly couldn't believe that the Mets would do something like that. And I was kind of shocked by that. Bringing back Omar Minaya, I don't get, but, you know.
Whatever. Well, I go Omar. Is Carson Fuller a thing this year?
I think what people expect for him to be is in the bullpen.
Okay.
Eventually. I know the White Sox are going to give him the chance to be a starter. They brought him up last year.
Yep.
But it seems like everything I've read about this guy over the last couple of seasons is he's destined for the bullpen. So, I mean, are you drafting him? No. If he's going to be a bullpen arm, he's not going to be the closer, you know, this year. Who they just trade for, excuse me. So, yeah, for me, maybe in the draft champions in the 40th round or something, you need an arm, you throw him out there.
Corey, J.D. Martinez was offered, the rumor Boston kind of leaked out, the J.D. Martinez was offered 5 years and $100 million from the Red Sox.
That's good money.
And Scott Boras like, no, he was not. It was more than that we're waiting on here.
Wow, but he want more than that. No, okay. Well, he knows the market.
If they're only going to give him five,
yeah,
then you got to go from, say, 25 a year. To
yeah.
If you're going to give him less years, you got to give more AAV.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. So, yeah, I can see that being the contract situation. I wish he would just hurry up and go somewhere, though. You feel what I'm saying? Because what's his ADP?
He's in the
top
second
20.
Round.
Yeah. He just went in our draft.
He's anywhere from, you know, late teens to, like, say, 25.
Interesting.
And he was, you know, I probably deserves more. I mean, the Diamondbacks re-sign him, man. I really do.
I mean, the Diamondbacks just can't because Greinke is like
so expensive.
Of their payroll.
Greinke eat up payrolls.
Yeah, he just like swallows it down.
He's made a lot of money playing baseball, and does he want anything?
But he's been a very good pitcher.
Yeah.
He really has. The Dodgers were looking to re-sign him. That was the place he should have went to, and then Arizona popped out with 205. So it wasn't like they offered him 5 or 10 more million. Mm-hmm. They offered him a significantly amount more.
No, that's a lot of money.
Somebody offers you 30, 40 million more. Yeah. You're like, okay.
You don't leave that on the table. You do not leave $30 million on the table.
Outside with the Browns.
That's a hell of a table to walk away from. I'd be like, wait, all right, hold on, y'all. Close the door.
According to a player from yesterday's Weakest Link, Chris Ventura says that Brandon Nimmo is going to be filthy.
Filthy? Great. All right. Well, I definitely trust somebody that told me that Bob Parker posted the We'll take a break. Still an adventure, of course. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, let's hit up the NBA from last night, preview the small slate tonight, and we'll see what we got. NBA Talk is next on the Roto Experts.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
Are back here on Roto Experts. Like it.
He was fantastic. He had one of the best voices.
Sure did.
What are we talking about?
Chris Cornell.
Oh, okay.
Sang that song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Doc spoke to Trevor Ariza about the situation. spoke about the altercation.
I'm sick of Doc Rivers, to be
it's
honest.
It's interesting
with you.
That who got suspended and who didn't.
Yeah. So Chris Paul, James Harden were the peacemakers, the peacekeepers, even though Chris Paul led them on the coup. Yeah. But peacemakers.
I think the NBA, when I saw that, I was like, this is something they want to go away. They want this to go away.
I'm sorry. It wasn't Doc that spoke with him. It was the other Rivers. It was Austin Rivers that spoke with Trevor Ariza, who spoke for 35 minutes to clear the air. They have no problems now.
I don't believe that one. Austin Rivers is not the type of dude you don't have no problems with. You feel what I'm saying? Because Austin Rivers is going front again. That's how Austin Rivers roll. I can tell by looking at him.
Austin Rivers is like trying to get his coaching game on.
I'm not,
he sees where his features
are. I can imagine. Trust me, that conversation, Austin Rivers was copping pleas in that conversation. I guarantee you that.
How much do people hate Blake Griffin, though? I mean, that's the real issue here. It seems like, you know, and for them to go through the back of the locker room for this whole thing.
That was all about Blake Griffin.
Yeah, that's really
that was
that's
all
the,
about Blake Griffin.
That's the headline story.
I'm so glad they didn't bring him to New York.
Yeah, I'm excited too.
I mean, I you know,
New Jersey
the people that like the Knicks.
Well, they're actually Brooklyn, but they'll always be New Jersey to me.
Oh, that's so nice. Let's talk about some of the NBA games from last night as we take a look into it. And we will begin with the Knicks, who fell in Memphis to the Grizzlies last night. 105-99. That was not a very fun game. The Knicks didn't play much defense. And they fell to a Grizzlies team that was without Marc Gasol.
Yeah, obviously. Listen. What did you expect in this situation
right
here? Not really. It's tough going down there in the grindhouse.
It's not, man. Not anymore. It's not.
To me, it still is. I would look at it. I would say that it still is. Going. I understand that they're 15 and 28. I get that.
Can I read you their starting lineup? You tell me if it's still the grindhouse. All right, ready? Guards, Tyreke Evans and Andrew Harrison.
Tyreke Evans can play.
Absolutely. And Andrew Harrison. Forwards, Dylan Brooks and J. Michael Green. Center, Deonta Davis.
That's
the grind that you're talking about.
That front court is... Yeah, Knicks got to do a better job than that.
You got to win that game. They played like crap. And they still could have won, but referees and whatnot.
Who is this dude, Martin, that played all of these minutes? Jarrell Martin,
sure. Yeah. For the Knicks, he had 21 from Porzingis, who had 9 rebounds and 6 blocks, 3 steals. He had a really good game. 20-9 from Enes Kanter, who also had a really good game. Courtney Lee had 18, but a brutal technical foul early, although it wasn't really his fault. It was a terrible call by the referee. Grizzlies defeated the Knicks 105-99. Toronto defeated Detroit 96-91 last night. Andre Drummond had 25-17 for the Pistons, while Avery Bradley had 19. For the Raptors last night, it was Kyle Lowry who had 18-9. DeMar DeRozan had 17-5. But the story, Corey Parson, was Jonas Valanciunas having 17-16.
Yeah, got that. That's the grown man. That's that grown man double-double right there. 5-for-12 from the field. Also knocked down a 3 last night. Perfect 6-for-6 from the line. So Valanciunas got it done last night. That's a big-time game. Remember, we talked about Kyle Lowry yesterday. He gave you 18-5-9, which is decent.
I just realized that emailed Dr. A and forgot to put this major player. I emailed him saying, hey, please add this player. And then we never asked about him. And that's because I didn't put him on the list that you guys even knew I asked about him. And that was Kawhi Leonard, who is now...
That's the first thing I looked at when I saw
this,
that.
Wasn't this like on the horizon like a week or two ago when we were talking about
So this? I sent him the list yesterday. Then the news breaks to Kawhi. I immediately email him. They say, no problem. And I forgot to add him to the list for you guys to see it. But Kawhi Leonard is out indefinitely with a quad injury. And Pop's like, yeah, we hope to get him back this year. I'm like, whoa! Hope to get him back this year.
Yeah, this Kawhi Leonard thing, this is going to be a season loss for Kawhi Leonard, obviously. And I think a season loss for Kawhi Leonard is going to end up being a season loss for the San Antonio Spurs, because the fact that their seeding is not going to be good. In the Western Conference, seeding is so important. So this is going to be tough to rebound from them. So let him sit out. Let him get healthy. I wish Dr. A could look at Kawhi Leonard and tell us what's really going on.
Yeah, he's a quad injury. Remember that he hurt last spring that he hurt it. Came back, then got it re-injured in that game against the Warriors.
Then he had the shoulder injury too?
Yeah, I know. He's out for a while with a quad injury. Came back, plays 9 games. Now he's out indefinitely. And you know that the Spurs are always overly cautious when it comes to injuries. If you have Kawhi Leonard in fantasy, what do you do?
Oh, that's tough. That's tough right there. What can you do at this point? You got to make
a
trade.
Can you drop him?
I think so.
You say yes?
I mean,
indefinitely.
I don't play in any season-long fantasy basketball league.
Yeah, I don't either.
I never draft Kawhi Leonard, so
I
wouldn't
know. Do they have an IR? Most leagues,
some do, some don't.
Yeah,
if you don't have an IR, I mean,
I would hold on for a little while, and then
yeah, maybe you want to hold on for a day or two, and maybe get something more specific.
Depends on your roster, what you have, but at some point, you got to think once you get past the All-Star break, trade deadline, and stuff like that, you're likely going to need a piece, and Kawhi Leonard is going to end up on your waiver.
I mean, not just for basketball, just for fantasy in general. When guys could be out for extended periods of time,
right?
You know, unless it's like a LeBron type kind of guy, like or a Mike Trout, for the most part, either cut, trade, but you got to move on.
The Spurs did beat the Nets last night in Brooklyn, 100-95. LaMarcus Aldridge is having an unbelievable season here as the lead dog without Kawhi Leonard, 34-8. Pau Gasol had 13-12. Patty Mills off the bench threw up 25.
Yeah, when you look at the season and you talk about what LaMarcus Aldridge is doing, obviously that conversation that him and Pop had in the offseason
worked wonders
because, you know, See, what Aldridge did was, you can't really approach a guy like Greg Popovich and tell him you're using me wrong, because he's like, I'm Greg Popovich. But what the good thing about Pop is, he was able to see that and adjust what he was doing, and that's why he's the great coach that he is. He should run for president. Him and Oprah.
So if you were just judging by the votes at this table, he'd have a good chance of winning. I don't know. Overall. For the Nets, 28 for Allen Crabbe. Really nice game for him. Damari Carroll had 11-10. Off the bench, Joe Harris had 18. Caris LeVert, 13. D'Angelo Russell, once again, did not play. He is closing in on returning, though. Russell Westbrook at OKC defeated the Lakers without the big ball of the brand, 114-90. OKC got just 19 points from Westbrook, 19-7-6. They did get a double-double from Steven Adams, who had 21-10, Melo at 27, while Paul George had 13-5.
Easy night for them. Go out there, take care of the Lake Show right quick, get back, you know, well, not go out there, but take care of the Lake Show at home, especially if they're a little bit undermanned without Lonzo. So, interesting performance. Not look, I mean, these guys, I mean, you had one player play over 30 minutes, and that was Paul George. So this is a way to go in there, quickly mop them up. They're starting to play better now. I don't know. Are they the second best team in the Western Conference by the end of the season?
No.
You think it's Houston?
Yes.
This team is not. They're starting to gel now. They're playing better.
You still
think it's Houston?
It's Houston.
The Western Conference Finals is the Warriors and the Rockets.
I hope so.
I'll tell you this. You're not going to like what I'm about to say either. The Timberwolves are better than the Thunder.
I've been rooting for the Timberwolves.
I know you have been.
I do like to root for the underdog.
That'd be a 4-5 series.
That's going to be the 4-5 series, 100%.
Timberwolves are probably... Ooh, if Timberwolves win that series, you know who they're going to blame, right? Carmelo Anthony. Yep, they're going to blame Carmelo Anthony.
Real quick, since you mentioned the Lake Show... Next year, I mean, who do you think the big three of the Lakers is? Lonzo, you got LeBron going there. Who's the other?
Paul George. If LeBron actually goes there, but yeah. Paul George is a lock. He's going to the Lakers for sure.
I think Paul George is. I think he already got a lock.
I agree.
In that joint, I think that's going to happen. Absolutely. And LeVar has already said that LeBron is coming. LeVar has already said that.
Now that's going to be the interesting thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to see him go to Lakers for just that purpose only.
Have you ever been to Staples Center?
Tell LeVar shut the F up.
You ever been to a Laker game, Matt?
Yes, I went to the Staples Center. When it was open for like 2 or 3 weeks, I got to see Vince Carter versus Kobe.
That's cool.
Yeah, we sat like 6 rows dead center. One of the guys that set us up at that, he did a great job. It was one of the more, you know, it was a fantastic game.
That's very cool.
How was the experience out there, you know, watching? I've always wanted to see the Lakers at home.
Yeah, no, we had great seats. It was a great game. So, that was fantastic. But basketball game I went to was Game 7 when the Knicks beat the Cavs, not the Cavs, the Pacers.
Yeah, that was a great one. Best one I ever been to. The one that shut down, it was a college basketball game, the one that shut down Brendan Byrne Arena, North Carolina and Georgetown.
Sure.
That was amazing. People were crying. People were crying at that game when that game ended.
I saw Phil Collins at the Brendan Byrne Arena in 1988.
I saw wrestling there.
I don't know what you're talking about. What the hell is that?
The what?
Brendan Byrne.
It used to be by Giant Stadium.
Oh, the Continental Airlines Arena.
Before it was the Continental Airlines Arena, it was the Brendan Byrne.
I got it. I didn't know. To me, it's always been the Continental Airlines Arena.
Yeah.
And then they changed it to, I guess, like United Arena. It was never the United Arena, but it was always Continental Airlines Arena.
Is it still standing?
I don't know. It's a good question. Do you remember yesterday we were talking about the Bulls? You wanted to bet on the Bulls yesterday. What was that spread? Do you remember?
10.
It was 10. That's correct. The Bulls fell to the Warriors 119 to 112. They cover the spread. We should have bet on that. We all knew that.
People in Chicago like to eat and drink.
So listen to this. Chicago was up 3 at halftime. The Warriors won the third quarter 32 to 12. They were down 17 going into the fourth quarter. Bulls won that fourth quarter by 10. They win by 7 to the Warriors. If you wound up playing the Warriors, Jordan Bell started but didn't actually start, and he didn't play, and that crushed you in DFS. You got 38 from Klay Thompson. I sparked a really big debate on this Klay Thompson versus Jimmy Butler thing yesterday. 30-9 from Steph, 19-8-7 from KD.
Afterwards?
Yeah, downstairs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Did you see my big bowl of brunch yesterday that I posted?
I did not see your big bowl of
that
brunch.
That was pretty damn delicious.
Amazing. Nice. For Chicago, Nikola Mirotic at 24-6 off the bench, 16-5 with 4 assists and 3 steals from Chris Dunn, who hurt his teeth afterwards. Robin Lopez at 16, the lowering market, and your guy had 11-8. Zach LaVine in 20 minutes of action only had 5 points. We'll take a break. Jake Seeley joins us next. We'll preview the short slate, and we'll wrap up a really, really fun edition of the Roto Experts right after this.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Here for the final 5 of the Roto Experts. Proud to be with you. And of course, at this time, we are joined by the All In Kid. Or we are waiting for the All In Kid, Jake Seeley. You'll let me know when we got him. Of course, here he comes. I see we're connecting with him now. We got on the basketball slate tonight. We have, I believe it's 4 games on the slate. The January 18th, Philadelphia travels to Boston. That's the first TNT game of the night. Cleveland hosts Orlando. Remember, Orlando upset Minnesota earlier this week. Houston faces the aforementioned Minnesota Timberwolves in the second TNT game this evening. And then Portland and Indiana. With that, we bring in the All-In Kid. What's going on, Jakey?
What's going on, Greg?
Oh, not too much. Can I get your opinions as we wrap up the show on my first 2 picks in this baseball league?
Sure.
All right, have you looked at anything baseball-related yet?
Mildly.
Okay. With the 11th pick overall out of 15 in this Draft Champions League, we have selected Bryce Harper, outfielder, Washington Nationals. Your thoughts?
My thoughts are 2. Who's we, and then how the hell did Bryce Harper make it that far?
Tight. So we're doing a Beat BFF League over on Fantrax, and Mike Florio was kind of rude and started his own Beat Mike Florio League, and Frank and I are like, who are you, dude? You're a BFF. We are a team. So Frank and I have our own Beat BFF League with Frank and I, and Mike paid money to try to beat us, so the team is Mike and I, and I don't know how Bryce Harper fell to 11. We were just happy to grab him.
Yeah, Bryce Harper should be top 6, maybe 7 at the most pick. There's no question about his talent. The fact is, it's just injuries with his career. I think it was one season over 120 games, but the fact is, if you get 150 games out of him, you're going to get a top 3 production. That's a terrific value.
So for the next pick, we basically had we had 8 picks in between our next pick, and we had like 7 guys we liked. All 7 of those went, and then Jose Ramirez went as well. And we're like, oh my God, now what do we do? So we threw out some players. We talked about it a lot on the show. And we threw out some players, and we basically narrowed it down to Anthony Rizzo versus Francisco Lindor for our next pick. In what direction would you have gone there?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'm a big fan of Lindor, but because first base has such a big drop-off, I mean, it's a huge drop-off after you get through that second tier, I probably would have leaned Rizzo just for the fact that, like, that's my biggest concern is because for the past two seasons, I've been somebody who's got caught twice, actually 2 years in a row in labor. Somehow I still won labor last year, but I got caught in that run at first baseman and left with options that are just subpar at best. So I'll lean towards Rizzo just because I don't like the drop-off.
We went with Lindor.
It's not a bad choice. I love Lindor. I would love to have him on the team, especially that production in the middle infield at your position, and let alone if you're going to have that, you're going to get depth there. It's just the fact of wondering what's going to. I just worried about the first base spot. That's really what it comes down to.
You know, it's interesting. We were I was between those two guys, and my initial lean was Lindor. My initial lean was Rizzo. Frank's was Lindor. Matt and Corey both said Lindor, and that's the way we went. You also had the drop off at shortstop too, along with the first base drop off.
You do, but I think that if you're looking at the production, you can build between the shortstop and the middle infield. It's more, in my opinion, it's easier to get that. Not that you can't get it at first base. It's just because it's a snake. Like, put it this way, in an auction, if they're both the same price, I'm going Lindor every single time. But in a snake draft, just not knowing if you're going to get hung up in all of a sudden a run where six first basemen go off before your next pick, and all of a sudden you're down to that next tier. And what I'm talking about, what happened with me in labor, is it's either now you're taking one of the first guys in the next tier, which is always the worst thing to do for value purposes, or you miss out and then potentially get hit with another run, and now you're left in that position again. And that's what's happened to me. So it's just from an experience type of thing.
Fair enough.
Preference.
Yeah, you know, it's funny now. We're up to the person that has a fifth pick overall now in the second round, pick 12. Wait a minute. A pick just happened while we were talking, Jake. Oh, I didn't even do it. Okay, wow, thank God. So Florio was about to pick. I was like, oh my God, Anthony Rizzo is going to still be there. And he was going to pick Anthony Rizzo, and he was going to shove it in our faces, and then he didn't take him. And now I feel awesome. You're an idiot, Florio. There you go. We're going to talk about it on the BFFs. Coming up next, it's the Fantasy Frenzy with Jake Seeley, Corey Parson, and of course, Matt Modica as well. My name is Greg Sussman. Watch the BFFs. We hope to make picks there in this draft. We'll certainly talk about it. Roster Construction, it's going to be a fun show. Until tomorrow, where we'll make some predictions for this weekend. My name is Greg Sussman. Have a great afternoon, everybody. See you then. Bye-bye.